Ladies and gentlemen, I want to talk to you about a youth opportunity program. I've long maintained that if we could take good care of our young people and our older people, with the helping hand of all of us for those that are disabled and needy, the rest of us could take pretty good care of ourselves. But we're a long way from providing either our young or our senior citizens, or even the disabled, the opportunity and the security which each respectively deserve. But let me concentrate on young people for today. Now, one of the most tragically wasted resources of our nation is the intelligence and the skill of our gifted youngsters. Because we have not faced up to the need for more schools, schools that we desperately need, we have forced our children into crowded classrooms, totally inadequate facilities. And because we have not faced up squarely to the growing shortage and a dangerous shortage of qualified teachers, we have permitted heavier and heavier teacher loads. And these teacher loads deny the opportunity for good teaching, because good teaching requires a personal relationship between student and teacher. Because we have not been willing to invest in the brain power and the talent of our young scholars who have small financial means, we are permitting every year about 150,000 of our highest grade young minds to be turned away from college. Now, in terms of national strength and national resources and national security, this is a shocking and incalculable loss. And I can assure you, fellow Americans, that this would not be tolerated in a country such as the Soviet Union that is placing such great emphasis today upon utilizing and developing the skill of its young people. Now, we Americans in a great democracy ought to be able to do as good or better, may I say, than those totalitarians. So I'm challenging you to join with me in a program that will really harness the great intellectual and spiritual resources of our young. Now, in this 85th Congress, I'm going to reintroduce my program for federal aid to school construction. We've got to build schools and classrooms, and we ought to quit fooling around about it. Get on with the job. We're running short of these classroom facilities with this growing school population. We're going to need 10,000 more classrooms in Minnesota by 1960. Now, in my youth opportunity program, besides this classroom space that I've talked to you about, I have other proposals designed to encourage more young people to enter college through scholarships for the top high school graduates who lack funds to go on to college. A program of long-term, low-interest loans designed in part to help our young men and women coming out of high school who may not have qualified for scholarships in their first year. They'll be able to pay those loans back over a long period of time. And also to aid students who may wish to undertake specialized high-cost training. Then a program of sizable tax credits for parents of college students who would be able to subtract from their total federal income tax a percentage of the cost for tuition and fees of their children. A fourth proposal would provide grants to colleges accepting scholarship students. A fifth and sixth proposal, those proposals are designed to combat juvenile delinquency or to prevent it. One would establish a federal advisory council on delinquency and provide federal aid to states, local governments, and private groups that are already engaged in projects to prevent juvenile delinquency. Another would provide for the establishment of a youth conservation corps to get our young people out into the parks, the great national forests, the state and national parks, utilizing their energies to conserve these great resources of forest land, of timber, and of water. I think this is a good program and represents opportunities for American youth. Your support will be helpful. This has been Senator Hubert Humphrey speaking to you from Washington.